Okay, we begin Siman Beis. Siman Aleph was a listing of halachis that Beis Din is authorized to paskin bizman hazeh. As we said at the outset, just like in Dina Yisa Veheter, Yeska Shaila, there's no authority, so to speak, that a Beis Din needs to answer Basa B'cholov Shailas. The same thing with Mammon. Somebody wants to be honest in Inyanei Mammon, it's the same thing. The issue here is the which thing Beis Din sort of compel a person, even if they're not forcing literally, but they're compelling by public pressure. That was the list of things here that was listed in Chayshim Mishpat, Siman Aleph, and that was sort of a segue to discuss many of the Chayshim Mishpat issues that come up. We learn.
When the person asks, they say that, can the Beis Din say, or the Beis Din or the giant, sign up that you're going to listen to what I say, otherwise I'm not going to pass confusion.
That's a very wise thing for a Rav to say, because otherwise you're wasting your time. Mm-hmm. Two people come with Chayshim Mishpat, sometimes they really just want to know the halacha, and they want to psak, that's fine. Once they're fighting with each other and it becomes personal, you're really wasting your time if you're going to.
So
you have them either be mekabel kinyan,
so
to follow, or if to sign
you
arbitration agreement.
You have to do something
It's wise to do. I can't say you have to, but it's a wise thing to do if they're mekabel kinyan to follow the psak, then it's binding.
If they're in front of one rabbi, not a basic, but just one rabbi. Does Kenyan Odusa kick in? Because is one rabbi considered a beast?
We'll get to it, but Kenyan Odusa is almost not relevant, because today, if someone's made it, there's no reason to come to a Beis Din. Right? Because today, we only, the Beis Din is an ad hoc Beis Din. When people get together and they have a dispute, they go to Beis Din. There's no routine business in front of a Beis Din.
But does one equal three?
To some people. But if they agree, Simon Gimel is about this. So we're going to Simon Beis today. It's a short Simon. And Simon Gimel deals with how big a Beis Din has to be, whether you need three or when one would be good. And that'll be Mitzvah Shev next week. Simon Beis sets up a rule of sort of extrajudicial rulings. Things that are the kayach of Beis Din Tzedu kifi tzerech hashoah. For the most part today is theoretical, or maybe totally theoretical today, because if Beis Din's gonna be makin va'inshim, someone's gonna pick up the phone and call the police, and what are you gonna do then? So there's no real practical opportunity for Beis Din to be makin va'inshim, and I didn't accept in maybe rare cases. But in Kozeh, let's learn these halachas. Now, when we talk about Beis Din doing things on their own, it's an interesting thing that in Doras Kadmonios, there was always a fear of the government seeing things that you publish about Beis Din doing things. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, all this is with Rishus of the Tsar. It's very interesting that in the Hagdamah to Aruch HaShulchan, on his first page of Chayshim Mishpat Dafka, is a piece called Kvod Melech. It talks about the honor of the very wise and just Tsar. He says, Yichi Adeinenu HaTzar, Akaira, Alexander HaShlishi, Bishtei HaGavira, Bas Melech, Ubenom Yarshei, He pretty much says that everything it says in Chayshim Mishpat is subject to the rules of the Tsar. And here in the Siman Beis, again, he writes that this is all Api Rishayin Amalchus. I mention it. First of all, I saw something fascinating. As I'm sure you know, over the generations, the censors have taken things out of Shas. There are pieces of Shas that are or take it out, because the government, why they cared so much what it said in Shas is a separate issue, but that's basically what happened over time. There's a booklet of Chisreinus HaShas, things that were taken out by the Tsar and by the different governments over the period of time. So the Chisreinus HaShas, it's a booklet. I have it in a small pamphlet form of Chisreinus HaShas. You always wonder who had the guts to publish Chisreinus HaShas in a place that they were afraid to publish it. So I want to tell you what Jews did. My son showed me this in the Hagdama to Chisreinus HaShas. Again, Chisreinus HaShas are the things that are mostly about the Yeshu that were taken out very often by the in the places controlled by the Holy Mother Russia, by the government. I want to read to you what it says in the Hagdama to Chisreinus HaShas. He said the wise king fixed the shas. Lahirid Mashene Rai, and he took out what's inappropriate to be there. There are other governments that behave improperly. Matfisin Shas Yasha, and they print the old shas with everything in it. Risi Lahatfis Etzli Chelik Hashas Shatzrichin Ledaleg. He says, I want to publish a booklet so you should know which parts of the shas to cross out in your shas because it doesn't belong there. Okay, some included it. Isn't that wonderful? I don't know. No. He says, because the king, the Tsar is wise, he says. Okay. Yeah, sure. Some of the new Shasin did publish it. I think those were hard to put it back in, I believe. And they put it back in. Ramesh Rabiakiv had a shita that living in America and saying we don't have to worry because of Ava in America is a premature assumption. Rabbi Yaakov spoke about it often. Rabbi Yaakov didn't like when Yidden walk with Talesim in the street. He said that there has to be a fear of Ava in America too, even though Baruch Hashem, we don't experience it. You know, I'm not saying if you live in, you live in Sfer or in a place where there are no Goyim, but at least among Goyim, Rabbi Yaakov was that way. Rabbi Moshe, during COVID, when many people called about doing melach on Shabbos for Goyim in the hospitals, the people had to go in. My son, who was still in medical school at the time, had COVID, and they told him to come in. He himself had COVID, and they told him to come into the hospital, and many people came in, and I told them that when they have to, they should mechal Shabbos for Goyim also. So I got some flack. The Mishnah Brura says that there's no Eva. Eva is not a sakana b'zman hazeh. Timichal Shabbos with a deraisa for Goyim, because the Goyim will understand that you Jews keep Shabbos and you keep Shabbos. And that's the psak of the Mishnah Brura. And certainly if a doctor is in a place, in a situation where he has no reason to be Michal Shabbos for a guy, just to go be Michal Shabbos for a guy. It's not, but in the COVID situation, which was quite different, especially at a time that there was a lot of bad feelings towards from Yidden, there's Eva. Ramesh has a tshuva, and he brings down the Mishnah Brura. He says, you don't understand what the Mishnah is talking about, the Goyim will understand. He says, in our city in Russia, there was one doctor, and he was a Jew. And if somebody is dying and he's going to say, sorry, it's Shabbos, go to the next town. He said, you think there's not going to be Eva? You think there's not going to be recriminations? Ramesh is not to me on the Mishnah Brura. And at least in certain situations, the Eva was real, and it, selective treatment of patients in hospitals at that time was going on. There's no question was going on because there weren't enough people for all of the patients. And Ramesh, like I said, says Avas a sakana bismanazat too. Again, it doesn't mean if a doctor's walking down the street and he hears about an emergency two blocks away that he should go over and be Michal Shabbos for an akum. But it's not so pashut. There's also a separate cheshbin, which doesn't typically apply, but applied during COVID, of a person being a Safik Yehudi. By kavua kemetzal mechzedami, normally basarayv, you assume that someone's an Yehudi. But there's a rule of kol kavua kemetzal mechzedami. That means that someone's not nikr b'mekaymai if he's Yehudi or not. And typically, in a hospital room, there's family there, there's a certain amount of nicker, if he's Yehudi or not. During COVID, it wasn't that way. I mean, some people, there are practical reasons why you could tell they may not be Yehudi, but for the most part, it wasn't a davar nicker. And the rule of kol kavua kemetzal mechtza would say to be Michal Shabbos, if a person collapses in the street and a doctor doesn't know if he's a yid or not, it's a question in the street whether he's called kavua, whether he's called parish. But the situation of kavua, if it's in someone's house, then the place of kavua is someone who is kavua b'mekaymai. A kavua has nikr b'mekaymai. His regular place is nikr, but now he's in a place that's parish, that's not mekaymai, so that's called the parish meruva parish. But when someone is in mekaymai and he's not nikr, so that's called kavua kemetzal mechzedah.
So Rabbi
Yaakov was against it. I can't speak for Rabbi Yaakov. I mean, every time you walk with was he against wearing a strimal or a bekish in the street?
No.
Obviously not. So I don't know where you draw the line of Ava. I'm not sure where you draw the line. But
people should be aware that in the tour also, missing
Simanim.
Yeah.
Well, Simanim, that's interesting. There is, I know, a Ramah, I think in Kuftam Gimel, where it talks about having Hanoah. There's a Ramah that talks about a Shesi Veirif, selling a necklace with a cross on it, which the Ramah happens to say is mutter, but it's only Aser if they use it in serving their God. But if it's just a reminder, then it's not Aser. Anything. I mentioned when we learned Tachas Avodah Zarah, the only four things that are also Ba'anah, the Guf Avodah Zarah, or Noy Avodah Zarah, or Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, something that's used to service, the Gemara says the Shmata with which they wipe off the statue, or Takruvus Avodah Zarah, so it's a carbon. But other things, the reminder of an Avodah Zarah is not also, but that Ramah is also missing, it's also taken out. And even though it's a kula, you would think a kula would be it. Okay. All right, let's learn Simen Beis. Again, it's not derech agav. There are some nekudas that are the gehal alacha kederech limud. Simen Beis, sif aleph. There's only one sif here. Kol bezdin, afilu einam smuchim beretz Yisrael. Any bezdin, even bizman hazeh. Im Rayim Shah Am Prutzim Ba'aveirais Bishut Sarah Shah, if they see a priestess in the rabbin and there's a need, done in Bain Misa, even Misa, Bay Mamin, Bain Kol Dine Ainish, Filo Aim Bidavar Eidus Gemura. And even if it's not necessarily so that you have a full Eidus, the smart discuss it with Eidus Gemura, he says maybe it means without Hasra, but you have to know it's true. Vimu Ilaim, and if the guilty party is a powerful person, Chayvtan, I say, Eidei Akum, you're allowed to hire Goyim to beat him up. And not only that, Yesham Kayach LaHafkir Mamaynai, you also have the ability to declare his mom in Hafkul, Ula Avdai, to destroy it, Kefim Asharayin, Ligdar Pitzis Adar, according to what they see necessary to make a gather. When you give such power to a Beis Din, they have to be very careful that they mean l'shem shemayim. V'dafka gadol hadar, aitevi ir shehimchum Beis Din aleihem. So you got to be careful who you give this power to. But if there's somebody who's clearly a maniga ir, so then it's they have this the ability to do it. It says, the Bezdin of the city. It has to be a Bezdin that's recognized, the leadership of the city, to Tavir. Tavir, that's got him in the city.
It's in the Gemara, that someone saw something that wasn't properly.
So there are a number of incidents, Taka, brought down in the Gemara, which would serve as the Makar. The rule of Hefker Bezdin Hefker actually comes from Navi. The Gemara says, how do you know Hefker Bezdin Hefker? So the Gemara brings two makairis, and we'll get to in the Pesach Shul and Afkamina between them. One makar is in Ezra. When Ezra arrived in Eretz Yisrael, Ezra doesn't appear in the book of Ezra until Perek Zion. The whole Ezra is temporakim. And he arrives in Perek Zion, and he gathers the people. He's shocked by some of the things he sees, by the intermarriage. And he gathers the people for an asifa. And he says, Kashal Ayavim Bishoshes Hayamim Vayechram Kol Ruchushai. And he'll be Badal Me'Teich Ha'eda. He's Mithran of the Eda, and everything he owns is going to be Hefker. So everyone showed up. And it was raining on the day they showed up, and they stood in the rain, and they were shivering. The Pasuk says, and he gathered the people. So that's one makar for Hefker Bezdin Hefker. By what authority can Ezra say Yechram Kol Rechushai? So the Gemara brings that as one. This is in the Sugya of Prosbul in Gittin Lamed Vav. This is the Sugya of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And the second makar is from dividing the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael. What has it got to do with Hefker Bezdin Hefker? When they divided the Nachla, they called together representatives of every Jew. Every Yid before Chalukas Nachla had a shutvis, had a chelik in whole Eretz Yisrael. And the Chalukas Nachla was a trade. Each person gave up the chelik, the rights he had, and everybody else's chelik in exchange for the chelik he got. So it's like dividing a shutvis. Eretz Yisrael was conquered, it belonged to all of Klal Yisrael. And now they divided it. Each person got his piece in exchange for giving up his rights and everybody else's piece. So that's fine. But what about Ketanim? What happens if they were Ketanim? So Zachar L'Adam Shloi B'Fonav. That's good that he gets his chelik, Zachar L'Adam. But what about giving up his rights and everything else? So the Gemara says that's a makar that Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So you have two makaris for Hefker Bezdin Hefker. What? Both Makairis. Ezra wasn't Nevua by Ezra. It was not a Nevua by Ezra. Ezra doesn't have Nevua in the book of Ezra, and it's not clear that he should be counted among the Nevi'im. But at any rate, these are two Makairis, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. As I said, we'll have them in a few minutes, enough community between them. So this is the Kayak that they have. Let's learn the last Rama on the page. The appointed people in every city, in their city are like Bezdin in their city. There are those who say Tovi Yir can't make new rules. They can only enforce the existing rules. So he said that Bezdin really has the kayak. The loy kedas, this is the das of the Yeshayim, the Yeshchalkim, who say that the Tavir only have a right to enforce a long-standing policy, or something that the people gathered together and agreed to. They have no right to, as Hefker Bezdin Hefker, give one person an advantage over another person. or shalai midas kulam, or to be afkia mamin, unless everyone agrees. He says, nevertheless, however it works in each society, that's how it works. Now, b'zman hazeh, obviously, our societies don't give us any power at all to have any type of enforcing. And so for most part, what we're talking about is theoretical, even to the degree that it depends on the goodwill of the people. It doesn't exist. There's no goodwill of people to give power to. There's no recognized bezdin that, and certainly in Chutzlars at least, that has such a power.
Is there such a thing?
And so there are Rabbanei Ha'ir who are officially Rabbanei Ha'ir to the extent that they can enforce things that they say. I'm told that Rav Scheinberg, I don't know to what degree, but was able to enforce certain things. The Namamnis that came in front of him through the government. Exactly how that works with the Rabbanut, I don't know.
But
what?
How about the inheritance?
Say it again.
Inheritance. You know, like somebody gives up the rights to everything that he's not going to take, and you acquire the right to the...
Oh, Jews between each other.
Right. How does that work?
Jews between each other are supposed to follow the rules. That's 100%. I don't mean to exclude that. Jews between each other are supposed to follow not only in inheritance, but in all areas of Dine Mammon, people are supposed to follow each other. But the idea of a bezdin compelling people through more than goodwill they could, but compelling people through punishments that involve physically hitting them or taking away the property, that we don't do.
Does a cult township of Mamal Kayam supersede Hefker based in Hefker? If people agree to something, that Hefker based still come in and annul a property?
In theory, yes. In practice, I doubt it, but in theory. Alright, so this is the basic outline. To give you a picture of what the Gemara is talking about, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Dundalit, which we'll mean again to the Sma, we'll learn in a minute. The Gemara there says there was a woman, Mita Basteli, Bas Kayin Shezin Sahava. She was a Bas Kayin that was Mizana. So, Akfa Chama Bartuvia Bechavile Zmairais. So the Rav of the town got a hold of her, surrounded her with bundles of vines, Besarfa, and burnt her to death. So there, the Gemara says that Amar of Yosef Tov B'Tarti. He made two mistakes. One, Tov B'Rav Masna. Rav Masna says Sreifa is Psil Shalever. That burning with the fire. You burnt her the wrong way. I'm sorry. V'Tov B'Tanya Ubasa L'Kayin V'Lavim V'Lashayv Yashia B'Yom Mehem V'Zman Shiyesh Kayin Mizn Lishchus Hagaz V'Shiyesh Mishpat. Bizman Shein Kayin Eid Mishpat. But Bizman Azeret is no Lishon Sagazis, so without Dan Dine Nefashis. So this is the idea. There's a big tumult on this Gemara because the Mukhi Yosef asks that we don't have Bezin Shos Mukhin anyway, Bizman Azeret. So even if there was a Kayin Lishon Sagazis, what right do we have to put someone to Misa? Now, what? I don't know by what right Yehuda was going to burn Tom. I have no idea. Maybe he was the appointed judge in the town. I have no idea.
What's the time by that Meroim? The times of the Meroim? They got permission from the government to.
So I don't know the the history of it. There was a Reish Kalusa that was recognized by the government. I imagine there were different kufis. Sometimes the Nasi ran for his life, and sometimes he had power. I don't know how it worked. There was a Vad Arba Rosses in Poland from the late 1500s to the mid, no, early or mid 1700s. There was a Vad Arba Rosses that was Upper Poland, Lower Poland, I think Lithuania or Galicia. Lithuania was part of it for most of the nearly 200 years. And they had certain power. The government gave them power. Poland in the 1800s, Jews were sure they're going to be there until Mashiach. They used to call Poland in Hebrew Poilin. Poilin. Here we will stay until the Mashiach comes. It was a benevolent place. And then it turned into a place that had tremendous hatred for Klal Yisrael. So at any rate, what?
Somebody's a monster. I
don't know. A meister is only someone who puts someone in physical danger. A meister is only someone who's put into. It's not going to be meister anybody, but a meister that's chayav misa is only if he puts him into physical danger. But at any rate, this is the sif, and again, it's not. No Bez is doing it today, but this is what it talks about. Now the Sma Gimel is a machlaikas here about Lemigda Milsa, how far it goes. Sma Gimel says, Sha'am Prutzim, it means that Bez can do things if there's a public need. I am a Prisha Kasafti, the after ain't Kalam Prutzim, Ela Yachid Mehem. Even if a yachid did something, yachid lanishai say a yachid v'leknoise shalai min adin kifirai say neyem. Even a yachid, the bezin has this power. Elk sha'am prutzim yachid l'nasakein to make takonis v'ligdar kolom and to make limits on everybody v'lenish is kol echad she'yabar takantam and to be punished people or over on that takana. Av sholei ro I see yisho yaparis v'maisam. Elk day ligdar ha'am. No, he says a yachid bezin could punish after he's satisfied that it took place, and gedarim, big gedarim is something else. But really, this power is for a yachid as well. Now that the raya would seem to be from the Gemara I mentioned, where the Gemara is saying that one woman, Baskayim, was mizana. However, the Pesachei Tshuva brings in the Sukkot and Aleph that the tumim that Ramanis and Eipshitz argues with this. The first was Chetshuva. Lav dafka kolam, afilu yachid. I am b'seif orim v'tum shepik b'kalzeh. Dem yachid paritz, ma tzarech shayesh. Lama nasa loy shalei k'tayra. Why in the world should we change the rules if we're not a bezin shal smuchim? Why should we change the rules because of a yachid that didn't have aira? Because of tzarech loyim ha-kavanas asma. The rayim im yenichu lo'iver, yelam du imenu kalei adas. V'yavoy liz paritz. See, it's sort of matchik that the Sma doesn't mean what he seems to say, that we punish Yechidim. It's only a case where there's a fear that it will spread. And he says, Ayin Sham Gam B'Tshuva Shara Ephraim, Oshach Migdamil Sa'ech Yesh Lochish L'Kilkul Rabim, Shadar Paritz. The only time that a person can do it is when it's going to cause appearance in the Havainam. That's his opinion, whether the Sma meant it or not. That's what the Paiskim Neman.
Isn't Hachan approved for the Sma and Akashim on the Pesachei Tshuva?
Hachan's not approved to anything because
there wasn't a based in that decided to kill him. It doesn't say.
Yeah, Hachan was considered a Merib Malchus, so he was killed. Any Merib Malchus is Chayav Misa. Whatever the source is, also Chalukei Deis. What the source of the of killing a Merib Malchus, but yes, Chatuam. By Ochad it says it was a chait of Klal Yisrael, because they. So when it says in the Parsha Meisis. But see, there are rules. There, it's the rules of how Bezdin functions. So Bezdin Shosmuchim functions. What it's saying here, and there it's even a Yachid, that's for sure. What the Tumim is saying is why break the rules? Why a Bezdin Shein Shosmuchim? Why empower them? So if it's Limigdar Milsa for the Tzibur, I understand. But if it's for a Yachid, why empower a Yachid to do things? So that's the thing, a charismatic Yachid could do it. Where do you see Lane? The Zayin Tavir, you mean? Well, but it says Zayitav is Dafka Alpi Bezdin Shalir. The Bezdin has to empower them. The Bezdin. What's the Makar to do this? And Makar is from the Gemara. The question is, where did the Gemara get this? Where did the Gemara get it? So it's a legitimate question. I was thinking about it this morning. We find it with Akadarm. For example, in Chumash already, at the end of, I think it's Pesach Shlach, where you have the Makaishesh. So it says they put him in jail. Yes, or I say, what does it say? Bimishmar. They made him go to Mishmar, you see. Yes, I said Mishmar. They said Mishmar, that would be with him. So why right did they have to jail him? Why right? They didn't know his din. Why right did they have to jail him? So it seems that the parent that there's such a thing, then the Tziv writes in, he probably writes in more than one place. I saw it in, on Chumash, at the end of Bukhaisai, he writes that it's a din of Raidiv. Somebody who disturbs that endangers the tzibor by doing things that defy either the melech himself or the rule of law in a community, he's like a Raidiv. If there's a danger, he'll influence everybody. That's what Nitziv said. The Ramban learns differently. Ramban, in the Ramban Chumash of Bukhaisai, says, what power does this come from? So he says, Kippis Chumash, Ramban learns that it's a pasuk. Now, how the Ramban without a Gemara says this, I'm not sure. But at the end of Bukhaisai is the parasha of Chayrim. Normal Chayrim, we use the word Chayrim, you put someone in Chayrim. But Chayrim in Chumash means that when a person says on his property, it's chayrim, this chayrim l'Hashem and chayrim l'kayin. Two ways of making something a hegdish. One is calling it chayrim l'Hashem, and one is kal chayrim yechayrim ish l'Hashem. A person says, my property should be chayrim. It goes to Hashem. Yikal shalom yadav v'hemam steyachusasay lo yimachav lo yigoyal kal chayrim kayit shudashim l'Hashem. So there's such a parasha of chayrim. Chayrim means there's a way of being mantish something. Fine. Next pasuk. Chayrim ashiyocha min ha'adam. When you make a person chayrim? Lo yipadeh, mais yumas. You're not allowed to redeem him. He has to die. What kind of chayrim is this that this is talking about? What is it saying? You make a person chayrim, he dies. What does that mean? So Rashi learns, not like the Ramban. Rashi says, hayoytze lahareg. Somebody who bezdin passing is chayav misa. V'omer echad erki alai lo yama klom. Somebody who's passed into misa lo yama klom. Ma'isim es harihoy lachlamos lo yifte ein leidamim. He says it goes back on erichin. It goes back on erichin. It's a different pasuk. Ramban's not happy with it. He said, "What are you talking? It's a parsha of erichin. It's a parsha of chayrim. So pasuk chavhei." Kol erkcha yiyah b'shekel ha-kesef, talks about erichin. And then, ach b'char ha-shivukar, talks about b'char. And then it talks about ach kol cheirim, talks about cheirim. And then this pasuk. So Ramban learns, this pasuk gives a right to Klal Yisrael to put people in cheirim. In other words, the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, however you define it, when they make a takana, they can, they have the power even to kill people, and certainly to punish people if they want. The Ramban says this is the source for Meir B'Malchus is Chayav Misa. It's from this pasuk, somebody who's rebelling against the Tzarchei HaTzibur. The Nitziv is not happy with it. Nitziv says, I mean, Nitziv can't argue with the Rishon, but all the Rashi and other Rishonim attach the pasuk differently. And he says, Meir B'Malchus is Altsdin Raidiv. The Ramban learns that it comes from this pasuk, but it's something of an issue. I wanted to see the Gross of Bava Kama. He says a daf. It must be maybe the new prints have it fixed. The Gra Aleph here, the Bira Gra Ayah Bava Kama Tzadik Vav. Do you have a different print? A different. The first Gra Aleph on Siman Beis. Bava Kama. Bava Kama So I looked in Tzadik Vav. I missed it. I didn't see it in Tzadik Vav. The Rif Sham, I looked in the Rif on Tzadik Vav. I didn't see it there either. So I moved on. But okay. At any rate, this is the Kaychus here.
It's very light when you say Mori Malchus. When Uzo touched the Aron when it was falling, that's also Mori Malchus.
No. Uzo was not killed by any people. No. Uzo was not a Mori Malchus. Uzo died Bidei Shemayim. It was God's decision. So, however it works upstairs, that I'm not privy to. But the Mer Malchus is when someone defies the Malchus. That's why Mer Malchus Ba'inis, it says, Yuzo Mer Malchus Ba'inis is also Chayim Misa. We learned that from Yainison. Yainison Yomas, Asher Asher Yishuk, Glash V'Yisrael, Benet Vash. And so Nitziv says, if you're a Raidif Ba'inis, that's a child who endangers the mother during childbirth, as it didn't, in certain conditions, has a din aynis, has a din raidif, and you're allowed to kill the child. He's aynis, the child's a total aynis, he's not aware of anything.
Why would the Yaros Vash name the sefer the Yaros Vash? It's such a bad thing.
Because it's a very sweet sefer, that's why. Okay. It doesn't say Yaros Vash by Yainison. It says Vash, it doesn't say Yaros Vash. Okay. At any rate, all right, so this is the Simon. Now let's look at Hefker Bez and Hefker. Simon Pesachei Tshuva Beis. Hefker Bez and Hefker is Nagel Halacha today. Not that today's but they didn't could do it or do it, but you'll see in a moment. Kayach LaHefker. Now look at what the Pesachei Tshuva brings. Cause of a Sefer Birkei Yosef. That's the Chida. Bekuntru sachrein, ayiz gimel v'zel shaynei, kasvu k'tzas achreinim. Listen to this: ein lebezin kayach ela lafkia mamayna. Hefker bezin hefker gives bezin a kayach to remove ownership. Hefker bezin, they can make something hefker. Avaloi lischay slaacher koshaloi bali yaday, but not to give it to a second party. Koshaloi bali yaday. V'gadol de'reinu harav Reb David b'sifrei divrei emes, b'kontrasim das tzadikim l'achiach migitin daf lamed vav. That's a sugya. V'divrei harashba v'rivash, d'hayalem kayach lafkiya mizev l'schaisai l'zeh kaidim shemali yaday. And he argues. So what's he saying? He's saying there's a yesh. Now that yesh is the Machne Ephraim. It's quoted widely in Ashkenaz Sforim as being the sheet of the Machne Ephraim in the beginning of Hilchas Mechira. He says hefker bez and hefker is only a kayach to make these hefker, but not to give it to a second person. The chida is bringing for one of the gedolei svarad that disagrees, and he holds that you do have a power. Zachin la adam is not a kayach of bezin. A person can be zachin. What bezin is not doing is by zachin la adam, you have to do a kinyan and you zaycha for him. By Hefker Bezdin, no one does a kinyan. Bezdin declares. So that declaration is not enough. Now what?
When
you hear from him, it's going to somebody else. No, it could become Hefker. What did Ezra say? Yochram Kalachusha, he said everything he owns is going to become Hefker. He doesn't see it and say it's going to go to someone else. So whoever comes and takes it, will take it. The Achrayim are all toiled in the two reasons in the Gemara that I mentioned earlier. That there are two tamim in the Gemara why Hefker Bez and Hefker. One is Kalasha Layava Shosha Sayami Bechram Kal Rechushai, and the other is Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So the Pashas is that it's totally in those two. It's hard to know Psak on something that the Gemara just brings two Makairis. If you're going to say learn it from the law, from Ezra was mafkir. He didn't give it to anybody. So it's only a raya that you could be mafkir. If you learn it from the second, from Velaza, when? One second. If you learn it from Rabbi Laza, who held that the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, there, Pashtus, it was a trade. They got and they gave. Pashtus they gave to whoever got each piece, the rest of the Klal Yisrael was makna to him. So that It would seem to be totally in the two reasons in the Gemara.
Nafkamina. It's just nafkamina. So why is he in Zecher? He's Zecher again. He's Zecher again.
So the mafker again, it's a perpetual echo saying that it's not his. Not his, he has no right. They weren't happy with the chelik. But it didn't get undone. It didn't, they complained that, that we don't have a big enough chelik. We didn't get enough. Yeah, Dunn complained also. They complained that they didn't get enough of a chelik, but it wasn't undone. Yeshua told them, go conquer more land. And you could have more land, but even in the north of Eretz Yisrael, we say Midon va'Be'er Sheva. There's some widespread mistakes, because nobody learns Nach, and there's nothing you can do about it. Everybody knows, including many of the tour guides, that Shevet Dan was the northernmost chelik of Eretz Yisrael. It says Midan va'Be'er Sheva. So Dan had the northernmost chelik. Now the problem is that those who draw the maps, the art scroll, didn't know that. Dan has the Mediterranean Sea. Dan has a smack in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. What's going on? If you learn Nach, Shevet Dan complained that they multiplied a lot and it wasn't big enough. And they were told, go conquer. So they went to the north, they conquered Lachish or Laish, and it's called two different cities, different areas. They conquered a place. It's mentioned twice. This is my story is in Yeshua and in Shaiftim, if I recall correctly, right in the beginning of Shaiftim. And they conquered, and they named it Don, because it wasn't part of Chelik Don. So they named it Don. Everyone should know that it's Don. Today it's Tel Don. It's still called, it's beautiful. It's where the Bamyas, what they call today the Pamyas, where I think Banyas, the old Banyas, and today's Pamyas, the same thing. So that's where the water comes. That's people go for a walk in the forest there with the waterfall. That's all part of this chelik. So Midon Be'er Sheva means from the land they conquered that was more north than the chalukah of the Shatim. So that's Don Be'er Sheva. So they conquered more. But it has nothing to do with the chalukah. The chalukah was a permanent chalukah. And how it came that there are parts of Eretz Yisrael now part of the chalukah, so you'll have to listen to my introduction to Sefer Yeshua where I discussed it. The Grad, he published it in Mishpat Zayzov. There's a Yid there, a Yerushalmi Yid, who has a set on Nach, a very good set of Sfarim. And in Yeshua, in the Agdama, he published that shir, that my Agdama shir to Yeshua, that explains chalukah Saaretz, which to me was a big thing, that Yerushalmi Yid would publish an American Rob's Shtekel Taira. This is the big tumult. The mahalach of the Rosh Yeshivas and Shiurim is like the Machne Ephraim. What's the big nafkamina? The big nafkamina has to do with the Shaila, with two things. One is about, actually it all comes down to Kinyan Drabana Mahani Lidareisa. The Rabbanan created a kinyan. I'll give you an example. Metaltalim minatayra, we pass on Rabbi Yechanan, minatayra yakayna mekaltal mekesef. Meaning, if you give cash, yakayna metaltalim. Rabbanan said, Midrabbanan in Perkazov, that it's not a good idea. If you give money for metaltalim, if you pay for a couch, and the couch is in his warehouse, so he's not gonna take care of it. So Rabbanan abolished Kinyan Kesef. Pash Pshat they abolished Kinyan Kesef. Rashi holds they said you could back out of it. But the Pash Pshat they abolished Kinyan Kesef. And they instituted that you kinda with Mechira, with Hagbah, if something is darker by Hagbah, with Meshicha, if it's darker by Meshicha, with Kinyan and Rabban. So Shaila that the Mechta Ephraim has in Mechira Beis is a person bought something without giving cash. He didn't pay for it yet. He went into the store, he bought it on credit, and he was kind of it. And now he's Mekadosh and Isha with it. Ishi and Eshes Ish. By what right? Minatarish is not an Eshes Ish. The thing didn't belong to you, Midaraisa. You did a Kinyan to Rabbanan. Now I have to be clear. A Matana, Minatara, you kind of with Thagbah. A gift, there's no Kinyan Kesef. A Mechira, when you buy something, Minatara, you need Kesef. And midrabanan, you need a midrabanan, you kaida without kesef, just with a different kin. So there are many who are makbid for an esrig, for example, to make sure to pay for the esrig. To pay for the esrig, because otherwise you're doing a kin midrabanan. And now you want to be kaida midaraisa. So zakt vatafraim, if you hold hefker bezn hefker, midrabanan have a kayach to make things belong to people. So kini the rabbanan manually their isa. The rabbanan said, "We're mafkia kesef. It's not good, and we want people to be kind without giving kesef, just with a kinyan hagba or whatever it is, whatever kinyan it is, and you're kind with that. So if you hold midrabbanan, they can give ownership, then it works. If you hold midrabbanan, they can only take it out of someone's rishus. But to do a kinyan, you need a minatayra. It should be ham minatayra. You need a kinyan der isa. Then it doesn't work." So that's the ikur nafkamina. It's nageya to a bechor, behema. If a Jewish farmer has an animal that's going to give birth to a bechor, he sells it to a guy. Shulchan Aruch says he should do it. Bizman hazeh, bechor is the takala. If somebody is born a bechor, we're not happy. It's a carbon, whether you like it or not. And it's also bahana. Right? So you sell it to a guy. So again, all the tshuvas are full of ishaila. Do you need kinyan kesef by a guy? Mechalek's Rashi and Taisus and Bechairis. If by a guy you need kinyan kesef or minatayro or not, and vayt, it's all the same shaila. We do two kinyanim. We do kesef in case you need kesef, and we do a second kinyan. Ideally mishicha, but if not, we do chalipin. Taisus and Kedushin, Gimel Amud Aleph, that we learn in yeshiva, says that chalipin works by guyim. So by the main point, though, is the overall point. These are examples. The overall point is that this was chetshuva, whether Hefka Bezn Hefka could give ownership, is this question whether a kinyan d'rabbanan helps for that tire. And what? So today, checks or credit card is not kinyan kesef. The question whether it's a kinyan stumta, which is kafimina kamadina, that it's kaina, so it could be a kinyan stumta, but it's not a kinyan kesef. Stumta works. I had told someone in shul, he's going away for Shabbat, to be kaina some of the oil, Hanukkah, to be kaina some of the oil of the balabayas, who's lighting, it was someone who, whatever reason, he wasn't going to be able to light on his own, so he should be kaina the oil. So he said, "How you kind?" I said, "He's asking for a matana, you should pick it up." So he came back to me yesterday, he said, "Someone in shul told him, no, you have to give a pruta." So it's true, if you want to buy it, you have to give a pruta. But if it's a matana, you don't have to give a pruta, you could be kind. If you want to buy it, the truth is, Neiris Chanukah is not a deraisa anyway, but if you want to be kind of kinyan deraisa, if you're buying it, yeah, you have to do kesa. What? Shabbat. Okay, very good. What? Kaina. A matana is the raisa. Yes, I say if it's a matana, then it's for sure enough to do agba. Truth is, it's negatic leir Shabbos also. And when a couple goes away, usually the wife lights. But when a man goes away for Shabbos, or a bacha goes to stay with someone else, there's one chi of leir Shabbos on the family and one on the makim. And he really, if he has his own room where he's staying, he also has a chi of Neir Shabbos. So he really should be kind of, the boy's not going to lie, but he should be kind of, it says the same thing by Neir Shabbos. To be kind of. If he's kind of, he doesn't make a bracha. Of course he makes a bracha. I made brachas plenty of times. If my wife is somewhere else lighting, I'm lighting at home, yeah, she should make a bracha. Of course I make a bracha. It's a real chi of... What? If you give a pruta, Shulchan Aruch says a pruta is enough. Why? It says in Shulchan Aruch that if it's sarche mitzvah, they were not mafkia the king of their eyes. That's the shaila. That's this nida. There's a tremendous tumult of if kinyan derabanan manu deraisa or not. So that tumult, according to him, is totally in this shaila. According to Machan. kedushin. It's like get. It's a get to get. That's one of the. These are my ritzchios and gittin. By I forgot which staff where it talks taka about the get has to belong to the Baal. And the Gemara talks about being makted to him, and he says mekan rai don't like makta frayim. There's such a I don't remember which staff it is. Okay, at any rate, this is the Machna Ephraim. There's another fascinating tumult in the Ksais, Sivkat and Aleph. The Ksais talks about, listen to this, if the rule of Goyal Hadam applies to Bizman Hazeh, if God forbid someone kills a relative, so who's the Goyal Hadam? The one who's entitled to Yarshin him, usually the children. So they have a right to kill the murderer. So I don't think you should try this in America. It's not a good idea. But it's interesting. The Tzais argues Durim V'Tumim about this question. If you have a right to do Goyal Adam Bizman Hazeh, he says in the Tzais Aleph on the bottom, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But what?
That's totally in the Ari Mikla.
There's no Ari Mikla Bizman Hazeh.
I'm saying. If there's an Ari Mikla, then you can be the Goyal Adam.
He doesn't. The Rambam sounds like it's not tall. He brings a Rambam. He says Kasaburim Avshem Rishus Biagayel Adam Laharoig Rak Acher She Nigmar Dinei Bevezdin Kumesh Kasav a Rambam Perak Aleph Zoytzeach Akal Lishainai. He says that the Rambam Perak Aleph says a Goyel Adam doesn't have a right to kill until it's Nigmar Dinei. So today it doesn't apply. Less so, the Ksais is not true. That's Rashi, Perakmin, the Adin, that Philip Bishaygig Nami, Rishus Biagayel Adam Laharag. That even by Shaygig, meaning that there's no Psak Gemar Din to kill him, the Gayel Adam has a right to kill him. El Shitzer Ramam, the Bishaygig, Ain Rishus Biagayel Adam Laharag, El Adapka Bemezit, Acha Philip Bishaygig, Shukar Vlapshia, Deinerig Bevezit, Nami Rishus Biagayel Adam Laharag. Because remember, I had your parak bavim l'chazavitzeach. Yesh harik b'shkaga. Listen to the Rambam's lashon. Yesh harik b'shkaga v'tiyash shkaga kroiv l'zadayin. Ushiyah b'dava k'may p'shia. V'dinay she'en ha'gayla. V'fikha matzah gayal adam. B'chal makim v'hargay pater. So he says, the Rambam says, that even as man hazeh, there's no aray miklat, hargay pater. He says, ain't like dam. So he says, you see, you're allowed to do it as man hazeh. That's what he's saying. There's a Sefer Yeshua Sisrael on Chashem Mishpat. He says, I don't get the Ktzais. He says, Hargai Pater. It doesn't say Mutal Hargai. And when he already killed him, you're Pater. It's a fascinating Arsameach. The Arsameach says, in two places, the Torah gave in to the failings of human character. Two places the Torah said, in one of them is Goyal Adam. Goyal Adam is a right to kill. It really shouldn't work that way. But the Torah understands that Kiyecham Levavai, that he's going to be angry, and the Torah gave in to his right to kill. I'm not remembering the second place. What? Beifas Torah. Okay, Beifas Torah. And by here, the Torah sort of gave in to the fact that he killed. That's what he says. Narsameach Nuchs Ritzeach Perek Aleph. So. I guess the Ksais holds that way, that you can't answer it. If he's Potter, then it's Mutter. All right, it's from the don't try this department, you know, it's not something that we're going to try to deal with. Let's just finish the Ramah on the second side, and with it. The Ramah on the second side of the page brings a second Indian of the outside of sort of. Not a strictly alpidim. Kasu achrayinim b'tshuvay seyem. You ever saw the Ramah write like that? Kasu b'tshuvay seyem. They wrote their tshuvas. The misha neschayim malchus yitin arbaim zuhum in b'makim malchus. Someone did an aveira that is chayim malchus. He ate nevela rachman olitzlan. You should pay 40 zuhuvim. Now I don't know exactly how much each zuhuv is. It means $40 or $400. I don't know. V'lav dino kamer. It's not a halacha. But I guess if it's a zilzal, then the Bezdin has a right to do it, and this all disappeared when the Kaichas of Bez Din. Really, what happened is in the Gaisha world in the 1500s, so when the rebellions against the church took place, the Reformation, and the church lost its power, so Visa Christus, the Chiedelzach, so it took another 100-150 years, and the reform started, and there's no power, there's no succumbing to the, there's no, no matter where you are, there's no sense of being mishubit to the Bez Din in your city that they could beat you up, or there's no, it just doesn't exist. And this fell away. It was counterproductive. Very often they put people in Chayrim, and by doing so they made them famous. They publicized them. And someone told me last night that police commissioner Tish apologized that her husband, her brother, called the mayor an anti-Semite. I said, Yeshkayach, if she hadn't apologized, no one would have heard of it. It was a speech made in a UJ, but who would have heard of it? But once she apologized, so now the speech is public. So the same thing, I mean, Lahavdil. But when they put people in Chayrim, no one would have heard what he said. You put him in Chayrim, now it becomes a famous... in a UJ dinner, probably everyone said the same thing. You know. Okay. Next week, Simi Gimel.